On the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, Busby has water again after losing it Tuesday afternoon. The two-day shortage affected school openings. When Principal Melvin Mitchell found out that the Northern Cheyenne Tribal School would have to send kids home early on Tuesday because of low water pressure, he wasn't surprised.
That happens on and off periodically. And, you know, it's something that we've dealt with off and on since I've been there for the past 2 years.
He says the school has to shut down 12 to 15 days a year because of problems with water and other maintenance issues. A source at the Northern Cheyenne Utility Commission, which oversees Busby's water supply, says the problem was two defunct pumps. The source says the 10-year-old pumps were both replaced for $10,000. Principal Mitchell again.
It is very frustrating in terms of, you know, students missing instructional days and not taking advantage of that core instruction that they need to improve our assessment scores.
In the most recent accreditation report from Montana's Office of Public Instruction, the elementary, middle, and high school branches of the Northern Cheyenne Tribal School are marked as deficiency status, primarily because of student performance. But Mitchell says there's only so much he can do, especially when the school already has an average of up to 15 snow days a year. Thursday evening, he'll meet with the elementary school principal and school superintendent to discuss reopening school Friday. They're free to do so, as the Utility Commission says water has been back up and running in Busby since 5 p.m. Wednesday. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.